am a very lucky animal. I haven't gained or lost more than 5 pounds since I was 18.
That's writer Arthur Herzog, who says he has never been on a diet. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Dieting is the topic of Herzog's latest disaster novel, The Craving. It's about a miracle diet product that, months later, leads to compulsive overeating and death. Herzog thinks his idea is credible.
I knew about a product to which something like 60 deaths have been associated. And I also knew that a lot of over-the-counter diet products are suspect, and the FDA thinks so, too.
Wine drinkers, beware.
There's a certain substance, and I honestly don't remember, I mentioned it in the book, which, when combined with Chianti wine, can kill you.
Herzog was amazed at the number of diet books on the market.
In doing the research for The Craving, I did make a collection of diet books, and you would not believe that it filled up like a whole bookcase.
Herzog notes that most diet books begin by stating that if you follow their system, you'll lose weight. And then there are the fad elements.
The numbers of people who get involved in a particular diet for a year or two and then leave it. Metrical was a huge seller, and all of a sudden, boom, it was gone.
How does Arthur Herzog stay trim?
I eat moderately. I don't drink to total excess, and I get a lot of exercise.
And what does he like to eat?
I like choucroute garni, you know, sauerkraut with ham and sausages, and good steak is nice. I'm pretty eclectic.
And yes, Herzog laid off the potato chips as he typed his way through his book.
Don't snack while I'm working. I was upset to hear that somebody told me that she had read that book in a weekend and she had eaten the entire time that she was reading it, which I found rather strange because it's supposed to sort of turn you off food for a little bit there, because there's a lot of overeating in the book.
Arthur Herzog, author of Orca and the Swarm, and now a new mass-market paperback about the ultimate social disaster, overeating. It's called The Craving. With BookBeat, this is Don Swaim.